Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life and no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You hear today all that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President,
it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Yo.
And the number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And, you know, they made e-cigarettes, electronic cigarettes, illegal, excuse me, in New York. Kind of the last little
parting shot.
Kiss my tuchus from the fabulous Mayor Bloomberg, who he's a funny dude, breaking his own helicopter law 20 some odd times.
But that's the thing about, you know, elites. They don't have to live like everybody else,
I guess.
So.
And but then telling you you can't have a supersized soda, and then because you can't make that decision for yourself. Which I think people can make that decision for themselves. But the e-cigarettes thing, because I bumped into this fellow buying my newspapers today, and he said, no, the e-cigarette, that was a good decision.
And why did he think it was a good decision?
Because he felt that if they could be bad for him and his child in public enclosed places, then he doesn't want to be exposed to that sort of thing. So I said, maybe he's right. And these new gun laws, you know, background checks, you know, mentally ill people should, you know, that you should check their background a little bit more to make sure they're not nuts before you let them have a gun. Maybe that's a good thing. So it made me say to myself, and I said coming into this break, I said, maybe there ought to be a new national thing where we just check everybody out and we just start deciding who can think for themselves and who can't. And then just start handing out, like, ID cards.
And who gets to decide?
We do. We should vote on it.
Okay, I'm taking a vote in the studio now. Who thinks that Steven should be allowed to do whatever he wants?
Do whatever I want.
You lost that vote. Okay.
No.
How did that feel?
Boy, if that wasn't a liberal vote, I don't know what is. You know, we didn't even count them.
Yeah. That's because nobody voted in favor of it.
You're like... No, Kim Jong-un right now, buddy. Deciding the outcome.
He let his uncle get eaten by dogs.
Is that crazy?
That's kind of gross. But
our number is 888-340-3373. Is the idea of a part-time nanny state mentality a good thing? Because not everybody can make the right decisions for themselves, maybe it's good that the government helps us in that respect.
You honestly think that the single biggest organization that ever screws anything up is going to be capable of helping you with anything?
Maybe sometimes. That's my point, is maybe sometimes. They can't get a website right, but that's okay.
Give me one way.
You win some, you lose some.
Give me one way in which your life has ever been enhanced because government did something for you. Just name one thing that they ever did for you that made your life better in some way.
That's kind of a broad question, but
no, I'm,
by law, you mean laws?
Anything. How has the government, in its desire to help you in your life, how has it ever helped you?
Law enforcement. Law enforcement helped me.
And I told my wife yesterday,
law enforcement is a good thing.
Keep the roads paved.
Oh, yeah, we need that.
Keep our borders secure and keep us safe. Other than that, I don't want anything to do with government. Other than that, leave me alone.
There are other things.
Keep the roads paved.
Right.
Keep the borders closed. Mm-hmm. Keep us safe. That's it.
So should the government have laws that regulate your vehicle's emissions. Isn't that a good thing?
I'm sure if I was a car manufacturer, I'd have an opinion about that. I don't know if
they do or not. Isn't that a good thing?
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. Do you want to go to the phone?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go to line two. Randy is watching on Biz TV from Greenville, Texas. Hi, Randy. Welcome.
Welcome. I was going to tell you on that safety belt law that you got, I think that's a phooey thing because I've had five or six friends that have been killed because of seatbelt law that were my best friends, and they couldn't get out of the car after they fell into the water or something. So you tell me, I think the law should be, it should be our constitutional right. If we want to wear them, we can wear them. We don't have to have cops pulling us over and giving us tickets because we don't wear our safety belts. That should be our constitutional right.
And that's, you know what, Randy? That's the almost the most brilliant, perfect example of exactly the question we're asking tonight. Should because I happen to think that we should have the right to decide as to whether or not we wear a seatbelt. I agree with you, but that's a brilliant example. I think it's a brilliant example. Meaning, because it saves more lives than kills, maybe that decision by our government forcing us to, by law, wear a seatbelt, is that a better thing or worse?
Randy, what's your thought on that?
I think it's a worse thing, to be honest with you. I mean, I've got a boss that's got, you know, stomach problems and stuff. And if he wears a safety belt, it makes him very sick.
Mm.
And he's got to have a doctor's permission to not wear that safety belt, or they give him a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe it's all right for some people to have them on, but myself, I don't want them on. Mm-hmm. I want to be where I can get out of that car.
Right.
Because
all right.
You have a wreck in that car, and you, let's say, get thrown in a river, or let's say you get put somewhere and get pinned in, and you can't get out, or the seatbelt don't release or something. Well, there you are. You're going to die in that car because you can't get out of it.
No, that's a great point, Randy.
Randy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Which brings me to
888-340-3373. A nanny state, is it possible to have a part-time version of that and it make any difference in our lives? This is the question that Stephen has asked.
And yeah.
My wholehearted, absolute response to it is no. I don't want them telling me almost anything. The more that the government gets involved in my life, the more they tend to mess it up. The more that I yield control of my decision making to them, the less that it will ever come into my benefit.
Right.
Because they don't evaluate from the standpoint of the same value system I do.
And to Randy's point, I believe that the seatbelt law is a good idea. I believe that was a smart, enforceable law by the government. I wish I had the choice. I would prefer sometimes to. It's kind of an oxymoron here. I'm like agreeing and disagreeing with myself at the same time, which I'm good at that sort of thing.
Right.
But my point is, more people are not dying because the number one cause of fatality in automobile accidents is ejection from the vehicle, which 9 out of 10 times wouldn't happen if you were wearing your seatbelt. Fact. And it brings me to what.
So if this law is doing such a great job, how is that statistic still not like that?
Well, I'm sure it's. Because a lot of people are breaking the law.
So the law really works.
No, a lot of people. No, correct.
You know what it really is?
You're making a good point.
You know what it really is? Randy hit on it. Tickets. A lot of these regulations are not about public safety.
They're income.
They are about making the money.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just finding another way to take it out of our pocket.
And it brings me to, in the same idea, cell phone. Why can't you talk on your cell phone?
I think you should be able to.
You do.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. If people listen to me and they say, Kev, you sound like you're being really reckless. You don't want kids to have car seats. You want to talk on your cell phone. No. I'm not saying that I would do any of that. I still have the choice to be a thoroughly responsible citizen. And knowing my bride and who I'm married to, we're going to have every car seat for every stage of every kid's life, start to finish, whether I want them or not, it's not going to matter. We would do that because she's going to research and we're going to be responsible parents. I just don't think the government should be pointing a gun at my head telling me that I have to do that. That's the part that irritates me. I don't live in, you know, Cold War Russia.
Well, you won't have to worry about that in the future because this president won't have a gun with those new laws that have been enacted.
The elites always have guns.
So you get what I'm saying?
They take it away from the little people, but he will have one.
I just said the president's perhaps a little mentally ill. That's what I just said.
Yeah, I didn't.
I'm just kidding. I pray for the guy.
He'll have his gun.
I have no political opinion whatsoever anymore.
Yeah, no, that's not true.
Since my last
888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Do you have an opinion about the nanny state encroachment, where it's going with these little things that have been easing into the news over the last e-cigarettes, and car seats, et cetera, et cetera. Coming right back.
Going to the phones after this.
Baldwin McCullough.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Manna Bosal here for Midas Resources. Today, February 6, 2014, gold opened at $1,262.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,308.92, $654.46 for a half ounce, or $327.23 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,308.92, $654.46, and $327.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for a free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for hanging out with us on Saturday nights, every Saturday night from 9 to 11 Eastern. And we'd love to take your calls and get your opinions. Tonight, Mr. Baldwin, Stephen Baldwin, the actor, 60 films, 20 years in Hollywood, had
80 films.
80 films. Wow, that jumped 20, the last number I heard. Anyway, he had this interaction with someone at a bodega somewhere about e-cigarettes.
Yeah.
And said, hey, maybe the government banning them is an okay thing. Maybe if it's for our safety, that it's okay for the government to ban this stuff. I got into a discussion last night with my lovely bride, and I said to her, no, I don't think we should be required by the law to put car seats in our cars for kids of any age. You would travel with a car, with a baby in a car without a car seat, even an eight-month-old? And I said, you know, when I was that age, there were a lot of us that got around that way, and somehow we all still survived. Like, nothing happened to me. Like, my head didn't get bashed in or anything as we were driving around. Yes, parents, they rode with children in their seat. Sometimes mom rode in the back seat and sat in the middle of the car and held the baby in her seat with her seatbelt on. There were all kinds of things, but I don't think that because the New York Times or, you know, Time Magazine says, well, this is the way that it should be done, then that academia starts teaching college classes about it, and the next thing you know, you've got a president that's like, well, this is the obviously thing that we should be requiring of people. When do we ever get to make our own decisions, figure out for ourselves what is good and bad and somewhere in between? And maybe if it's not black or white, maybe it is a shade of gray. Is it a moral failing to transport a car, a baby in a car without a car seat? Is that a moral failing?
No, it's just stupid.
According to Stephen Baldwin, who I'm sure has lived a spotless life.
No.
Never making a stupid decision.
That's
okay. So
I make stupid decisions every day, but that's not the point.
No, it is, because why didn't government come and say every stupid thing that you've done?
Get rid of your iPhone. You don't need it.
I love my iPhone. Why should I have to get rid of it?
Because you don't need it. You got here this far without it before. Remember, this is the old saying.
The government.
Says now.
No, your argument doesn't make sense because the government didn't make the iPhone. The government's trying to tell me how to run every element
of
my life.
Philosophically, what you're saying is just because you're here today and there wasn't a baby seat for you back in the day, why should it be required? Because progress happened, Kevin. The populace is larger. Things have changed. People are dumber.
What does that have to do with requiring me to do something? I'm a smart man. My wife is 10 times smarter than
me.
Here's
what you're upset
about. We will raise our children in a way that we see fit.
Right.
And I don't give a rat's fanny about what Washington says about it.
Unfortunately, because a large enough number of people can't make that right decision, it has to become a law.
And there you have it, friends. The argument that Barack Obama and Bill de Blasio and everyone else in the leftist universe wants everyone to believe that none of us are smart enough to choose or decide
didn't
for ourselves.
Didn't say that.
No. But the foundation.
Didn't say none of us.
You didn't say none of us. But the foundation of your argument is that there's enough people out there that cannot choose for themselves.
Correct.
That government must be necessary. And that is communist slime bucket crap.
I disagree.
That's the kind of stuff that's going to bring America down.
The
founding fathers had an amazing appreciation for an individual's ability to
choose. But there was laws back then, too, Kevin. There was laws back then. Right, I agree.
A lot less.
But that was then, and this is now. Now, foundationally, constitutionally, the foundation of what they were saying and the ideas that inspire those laws, rules, and regulations should never change.
When I wake up in the morning,
should never change.
No one else on this planet should feel the burden or responsibility for my safety and welfare. No one else should feel the responsibility.
Should anybody?
Hold on. No one else should feel the burden or responsibility for the safety and welfare of my family.
Okay.
Those are my responsibilities.
Correct.
Not the government's, not my neighbors, not anyone down the street.
Unfortunately for you, being the supremely intelligent individual that you are, not everybody's as smart as you.
Okay.
So they need some help in their decision making.
So because Americans are stupid,
should
we need big government
anybody,
to pick our nose for us.
Should anybody who is slightly mentally ill have the right to have a gun? Yes or no?
As long as they're law-abiding.
Wow. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We should get some more folks on the phone here.
And if you had a relative that had special challenges, you would understand that there's a great degree of gray in the question that you just asked.
Sure.
So
that's my point.
340-3373. Okay, a lot of people want to weigh in. Tyler in Tampa Bay, listening to AM 910. I think that's WTBN Radio. Tyler, welcome. You're on with Stephen and Kevin. Hi.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to bring up the point of just the money aspect here. I don't want to get into the debate of obviously new laws have to be made, but there's absolutely a dollar sign attached to every new law. And with the economic situation, I mean, I think maybe when we ask someone if they want this new law, maybe we need to also say, would you be willing to also agree to a tax increase if you want this law?
Right.
Or something along those lines.
No, and Tyler, I brought that up in the last segment, that there's very few of these regulations that don't have some sort of money component attached to it, either fines that get kicked in if you ignore the law, or a licensing fee to access whatever right you're trying to get or whatever. I understand, to Stephen's point, that we do live in a different day and age. Technology has largely changed. But the degree to which the government is willing to crawl up my nose hair now is so far removed from anything that the founding fathers ever envisioned. It's we're not even in the same country anymore.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, and it's like outlawing the e-cigarettes in New York City. Well, that's going to cost somebody along the line money to implement that new law. Yes, it sounds like a great thing. If it's harming people, we don't want that. But you have, is it worth having a higher, you know, paying more taxes, increasing the debt more? You know, obviously that's a small example, but, you know, every law made, there's legislators, there's people writing the bills. Someone's paying the dollar somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tyler, good point. Appreciate you calling. 888-340-3373. One phone line open. Let's go to Robert in Dallas watching Channel 47. Hey, Robert, welcome. You're on with Kevin and Stephen. Hi.
Hey, Kevin and Stephen. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just wanted to comment that y'all are really arguing about a mute point, man, because the power that you have given up from your constituents a long time ago has given up the right to drive. Now it's a privilege to drive that you pay to do, and you've given them the power to, when you sign your back of your driver's license, that's total consent. You're abiding by the laws. When you drive your car on the road, that's their vehicle now. It's not
Robert,
yours.
I said this yesterday to my wife. I said, if you tell the government that they can tell you you have to have a car seat when they're 8 months, they can force you to have a car seat at 8 years. Once you give it up, you give it up, and that's your point.
Yes, I mean, it's the power's been given up so long ago.
Thank you, sir. Got to take this break. It's Baldwin McCullough.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live. What's bigger than the universe? It's got to be something.
Eternity.
This is the greatest 2 hours of radio in all of eternity, ladies and gentlemen. Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I don't know where we are in the program. I don't know how much time we have left, whatever. But call us up.
26 minutes left.
And we're going to go to Joyce and Celeste in a second. But we're talking about... Is it just possible to even fathom that some aspect of like a part-time nanny state is a good thing?
And I figured Stephen would ask this question because he is the nanny stater on this show.
And in the break, we were just talking about how even Kevin McCullough's wife is starting to slightly agree with this administration.
She scared me last night. She was like, you know, I don't think that the law is for the 8-month-old.
I'm not allowed to use the O word.
Yeah, she said
she's starting to be influenced by the O man.
She said, I don't think that the laws that are insistent upon the 8-month-old having a car seat are necessarily bad.
Wow.
Like, what's wrong with you?
Hell is freezing over, people.
Said, do you have some sort of fever?
Kevin McCullough's wife.
Do we need to get you to the hospital? What is wrong with you?
Not only agreeing with the O-Man a little bit, but Stevie B as well.
Yeah.
Shocking. Shocking.
All right, so let's go to Joyce in Englewood, New Jersey, listening to AM 970, The Answer, our flagship station. Hello, Joyce. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for taking my call, and Happy New Year to you both.
Thank you.
And what happened, I just want to draw your attention to the New King James Version in Revelation 13, verse 16 through 18 said, and he causeth all, both rich and poor, free and bond, small and great, to receive mark in their right hand and their forehead. No man could buy or sell save. He that has the mark
Joyce.
The number. It is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now, God Almighty put that there. That has to come to pass.
Joyce.
The only way that will come to pass, they have to be able to track and control everything.
Joyce.
Okay?
Joyce.
All right, so Stephen is the prelude to the Antichrist. Thank you, Joyce, for the call.
What are you saying, Joyce? They're putting the mark of the beast in e-cigarettes? I don't get it.
She's arguing
control. They have to be able to control everything to fulfill Revelation 13:16. The next thing I want to tell you is that in the month of November, the gospel has been preached all over communist China. Xi Jinping gave a delegation the right to preach it in communist China. And also, this guy from TBN, the founder, he died. Before he died, he said, I can die now. I have preached gospel all over the world. So right now where we stand is Matthew 24:14
right. Joyce, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Most of our listeners are not catching what you're referring to, which, coming from a theological perspective, she's talking about the Bible and end-time prophecy and a whole bunch of other stuff. But the 666 part, that stands out because she did say basically that Stephen's position has to occur in order for the Antichrist to come about. So
you're the Antichrist. So we talked about your wife.
Right now
my wife's at home after Joyce's phone call going, hallelujah!
You're the Antichrist.
Preach it, sister!
You're the Antichrist prelude.
Praise hallelujah! My wife's, right now, she's listening to the program going, preach it, Joyce!
And she's married to the guy that's
Give the gospel, Joyce!
You're the preview of the Antichrist.
Hallelujah! What? I'm not even listening to you.
I know, that's obvious.
You don't have to do that.
You
don't have to say, I already have enough problems.
You're the preview of the Antichrist. That's what Joyce is saying. You want the nanny state? They want to control? It all sets it up for the Antichrist? Stephen is trying to usher in the Antichrist.
Let's go to Celeste, please, on line 3.
Hello, Celeste. Welcome. Glad you're with us.
Because I've so worked you up and driven. I've so driven Kevin insane tonight. Then now he's like saying I'm some prelude to an Antichrist.
Nearly every caller has agreed with me tonight, so I don't think you've driven me anywhere.
Okay.
Oh,
hi, Celeste.
You guys are making me laugh.
Good. That's what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
I'm kind of on the fence here. I mean, laws are good, you know. God made laws, but I think we're getting into kind of a scary territory here because, you know, we're governed mostly by non-Christian people, so it's kind of scary, you know, for believers to have laws being made by non-Christians, you know, because you wonder where the interest lies, you know. So that's kind of scary to me.
Well, a lot of it lies in the tax revenues that they can get or the fines that they can regulate against you.
Yes, that's for sure. I mean, there's always an advantage for them. I'm not so sure that they're really.
So you're okay. Okay with a few laws that tell us what to do.
Well, I mean, God made laws for us. I think laws are good.
I'm not going to put Bill de Blasio or a Barack Obama in the same category with the Almighty. I'm just not doing that.
No. Me either. Yeah. For sure not.
Thank you.
No way.
Thanks for the call, Joyce.
Thanks, Celeste.
Celeste.
Yeah, we were.
Sorry.
We moved on.
Thanks,
we're coming right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Baldwin McCullough from New York every Saturday night. He's the actor Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough, the 12th most listened to talk show host in all of the world, according to Talkers Magazine. So he's got 80 Hollywood films. I'm just a talk show host. But we're kind of fun on Saturday nights. In fact, that's what we hope
fun.
It is.
And we're the greatest 2 hours.
Here we go.
In radio, in all of eternity. That's kind of cool, because you know what that says to me?
In eternity.
Even when you go to heaven, you're still going to get Baldwin McCullough live. We're that good. We will be broadcast in heaven.
Lord Jesus, yeah, I did not put that on you.
I'm just kidding.
Baldwin,
I'm
please,
kidding.
When you decide to reckon judgment.
To all of our listeners, I was joking.
That hubris, that please don't. That was.
And if I ever try to change God's word.
I don't agree with
in
that.
In any way where that becomes part of Scripture, where you'll hear our program in heaven. I was kidding.
Yeah.
I'm joking. That's not even funny. My wife right now, if I was standing in front of my wife, she'd be giving me that look.
I've tried to advise him.
That's not funny.
Tried to advise him to not be too high on how funny this show is, but it's hard to keep
we're funny.
The enthusiastic Baldwin contained.
The best is yet
hard,
to come.
Hard to do.
Bigger, better Baldwin McCullough in the future. Just saying.
All right, back to the calls. 888-340-3373. Did we lose Ron? I guess we did. All right, then let's go to the line.
Oh, Ron.
Yeah, he was listening to Sirius. I wanted to hear what he had to say. He said he's against car laws, like the seatbelt and stuff. Let's go to line two. Craig is calling from Gooding, Ohio, watching television channel 27 in his area. Hey, Craig, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. And God bless the two of you for being there for all of us.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Thanks, man. Now, did you really say, did you really tell our phone screener that this show that you're watching on your television set right now is the only show worth watching?
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
Yes. Well, I've been an organic farmer out in the middle of the Boontoolies of Idaho.
There we go.
It's a great show. My nearest neighbor, like I told your screener, is a mile away. We watch for one another. We watch out for one another's rear end. We help one another. It's the good old way of living. And when people come in, be it state, federal, county, government, and tell us how to live our lives, we push back. We don't like that. And I was telling your screener here a year ago, I was listening to a popular talk show host who decided that he would weigh in on this seatbelt law thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he looked up the stats of how many mothers and children were killed in rollovers because the mother, pardon me, would have to turn around and take care of the child. Mm. In one case, the child was vomiting. She turned around abruptly to take care of it, went off the road, rolled the car, killed the child. She survived.
Mm.
I would like to ask those families, those 17 families in 2010 that were torn apart because of the seatbelt law, what they think of the seatbelt law.
Mm.
Now, your screener asked a good question of me. Then you're against the seatbelt law. No, and yes. It's up to the individual.
Yep.
When I get on the freeway going to the nearest town, which is a 100-mile round trip, I buckle up when I get on the freeway because there's a lot of idiots out there that cut you off and everything. When I'm out here on the farm, I'm not going to wear the seatbelt. It's crazy.
Mm.
If I go up to the airport where I keep my private aircraft and pull it out of the hangar, get in, and the first thing I do is buckle up.
Right.
You're darn right.
Right.
I don't think the government, county, state, federal, has the right to tell us we have to do it.
Hey, Craig, I don't know a lot of things, so I'm not trying to be funny with the question. When you fly that aircraft, is it by law do you have to wear the seatbelt?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. I wasn't sure.
Yes. Yeah. It is up there. There is a law that the pilot must be buckled in. The passengers can have to be buckled in on takeoff and landing.
Yeah. See, the thing, Craig, is that Stephen has never left his home in Massapequa, Long Island, so he's never flown on a plane, and he's never heard the announcements that run at the beginning of every single flight that he's ever taken. And because his last name's Baldwin, he's probably not listened to most of the flight attendants that ever had anything to say either.
Every Saturday night, I choose to get in the vehicle that is this radio show, and I choose not to buckle up.
That's right. That's
so pray for me. Pray for me, Brad.
Craig, thanks for the call. And thanks for watching us there in Gooding, Ohio. I'm sorry, Idaho. We're evidently, we are the only show worth watching.
Yay!
Again, I take great pity on you, Craig.
It's because Craig agrees.
I know that you would have...
This program is the greatest program in all of eternity.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
I guess. You're practicing
that's
that weird.
My point being
you're
proven.
Practicing that weird charismatic theology, aren't you? Where you, if you say it, then it's going to materialize.
No,
you're speaking something into existence.
It's more of a Calvinistic predestined thing. Like I knew before I was born.
Oh, really?
I would be on a program.
Well, now you're talking my.
That would be the greatest 2 hours of radio.
No slight to Bob Grant.
No.
The day after he died.
No.
Line one, Annie in the Bronx on AM 970.
Annie!
The answer. Hey, Annie.
Wow.
What was that?
Annie. You okay, Annie?
That's dedicated to you guys. Happy New Year's. Congratulations, Stevie B. You were on time. The first show.
Annie, you made my heart stop when you were playing those chimes when we came to you.
Scary, aren't they?
Yeah.
It was kind of creepy.
But, you know, as far as the, you're both right when it comes to these laws. And the confusion is that some laws are really good because, like Stevie B said, the population is growing, and in your way, your life is in the hands of the wisdom and the will of others. But at the same time, you're right, Kevin, because with the government, you never know, they never know when is when. For example, I feel that if you have a car, it should fall upon your insurance policy if, let's say, the driver and the passenger, either one of them don't have their seatbelt, and you should have an accident. Doesn't matter whose fault it is, since you chose not to wear it, fair is fair, let it fall on my insurance, because that's like
right,
one of the biggest
Annie,
arguments.
On that note, we got to take this break. Thank you.
Thanks,
Happy New
Annie.
Year to you.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Fina in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, you're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about the Nanny State tonight on Baldwin McCullough Radio.
Part time.
Said the Nanny Stater, Stephen Baldwin himself.
And in the break,
Kevin
McCullough secretly admitted that he felt that maybe just a little.
Nope, not the least. In fact, I'm less Nanny State now than I was when we started the show 2 hours ago. Now I believe that I should be nannying the government. Here's the thing.
I'm texting your wife on the way home.
He said in the break something about, you know, he was asking me if I'd seen a football play from the end of the NFL season last week in which this controversial call went uncalled and it really changed the outcome of a game. And I had seen the play. And the next things out of his mouth I thought I heard was, so don't you think there should be a law that...
Yeah, there should be a ruling in the NFL that when clearly the referees have made the wrong call, and after the game they go back and prove that they were wrong, there should be some...
So don't you think there should be a law?
Some correction.
Shouldn't the administration pass some law that would, like, I don't know, execute
and
punishment,
I said
the referees?
That perhaps a part-time Nanny State in the NFL... Boy, I'm going to get hate mail.
How do you know you're a complete government dependency person?
Shut up, Baldwin!
When you start every sentence with,
stupid idiot.
Don't you think there should be a law?
There ain't no nannies for my Giants over here.
Don't you think there should be a law? I think there should be a law. I think there should be a law against passing any more laws. I don't want any more laws. We have too many as there are now. Let's weed them down. Keep only the really, truly important ones.
Utilizing my social networking now to see if we can enact a law against creepy people like Kevin McCullough.
So don't you think there should be a law?
You're creepy.
Yeah,
you're not a creep.
Because I don't want Mayor Bloomberg telling me how much breast milk I can carry through security. I'm somehow a creeper.
You're creepy.
That is a law now, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they have the right to check out your breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
Which some people may find oddly...
creepy.
Weird.
That is creepy.
But
that would be one of those laws that I disagree with. See?
How do you know? Because more times than not, in 2013, he came into the studio, the few times he was on time, and said, Kev, I was thinking about this. Don't you think there should be a law? And I would say,
like that thing where,
no, my brother. No, there should not be any more laws.
Is it
no
Andy
more laws.
Rooney that said, you ever wonder why?
Yeah, and you say it exactly like him.
Oh.
Hey, Kev, have you ever thought about...
Should there be a law? That'll be my thing now on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hey, Kev, should there be a law?
Yeah. Oh, man, I hear the pain in my inner eardrum
should
now.
Should there be a law?
Hey, stay in touch with us through the week. KMC at facebook.com/KMC01. Twitter at Stephen Baldwin 07.
No, 7.
7.
Stephen Baldwin 7.
On Twitter at KMC Radio. And... hang with us all week long. We
Our
love being
time,
here.
Nanny State.
We'll
Our
see
time,
if Stephen can turn
state.
In 2 weeks in a row on time next Saturday at this microphone on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Pray.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.